Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We've got members of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition joining us, Janet Nichols, Chuck Sexton, and Jed Dunham. And we're talking about the Veterans Day activities going on. The parade, of course, the big attraction for a lot of folks. But immediately after that, 11 a.m. is the indoor ceremony, and that features all kinds of cool stuff, including some neat stories from the kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, it's a day of celebration, obviously Veterans Day, but it's a day of honor. And we know our history, or we should know our history, but we like to also bring in the youth and let the kids be part of this as well. And so as Janet said, you know, they have the children of Manhattan and the local communities to be part of the parade. You know, it's not just a day off school. It's an event that they actually can recognize for the symbolism that what it's supposed to mean. And then during our indoor ceremony, we have some of the, you know, Lori Bishop's been running the essay contests around town, and we have some students that will be up there singing and presenting some of their essays and such. So it's not just an event where we're honoring the veterans, but we're bringing the entire community together underneath the banner of Veterans Day and invite the children to be participate in it. And they're a highlight of the show. I mean, it's great to see the Northview North Stars will be out there. The second graders from Lee Elementary will also be there, and they come out, and it's a really thrilling event. I can't wait to see the connection that they'll make with the World War II veterans who will be present in the audience and to be able to receive a wonderful musical celebration that the kids are going to bring for us. So it's a great ceremony, and we want to have everybody come out and join it and see, you know, come out for the parade, come back, you know, stay for the ceremony, and it's going to be a wonderful day.
I remember covering the poster and essay contest last year and and just getting to hear some of those. There was a girl that spoke about her father, I remember, and boy,
absolutely.
I was moved to tears.
I was too. It was a really riveting display. And so, like we said, we're looking forward to doing it again and seeing what the kids are going to bring to this time.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to miss that. I mean, the parade's the big draw, but if you can make it to the indoor ceremony, be sure to check that out, too. Of course, we will broadcast that on News Radio KMAN. Again, that starts at 11 o'clock.
And it happens at Peace Memorial Auditorium in City Hall.
And if I can throw in there, Brandon, if there are any World War II veterans that are listening right now that aren't signed up yet to be a part of the parade, don't be discouraged. You can show up at the day of the parade. If you show up in the area before it steps off, you can hook up with our folks and they'll get you in there.
If you do that, there's a warming area, and that's the hallway between the movie theater and the mall. We have that. That'll be open for coffee and donuts. There's signs all over the U.S. The USO kindly provides coffee and donuts, and they man this warming area. So if you go there, go to the table, say you're a World War II veteran, and ask who do you need to talk to about getting on one of the buses to be a Grand Marshal.
And if it's too cold for you that day, show up at the Peace Memorial Auditorium, and we'll take care of you there.
Yeah, and we'll get you into the indoor ceremony. We have some seats reserved for the World War II veterans. So if it is too cold, and if that, you know, I know that's kind of like vague directions, if you want to just come to Peace Memorial Auditorium before 11, I'd say about 10:30. It'll be hard to get there because of the parade. But if you come in that back entrance of City Hall, we'll get you in the right place. So
this is a parade for the World War II veterans this year. I mean, we are obviously been enjoying the freedoms that they've fought for us for 75 plus years, and this is their day. And so if you are a World War II veteran, we need to honor you, and we want to. So please come down. We'll get you in the program.
All right, sounds good. Well, and there's so many other activities going on in the community on Monday, Veterans Day. We talked about the tank in the park. There's activity going on out of the Discovery Center too.
Oh, this is so cool. So some in town, there's a company called. It's a VR trailer, virtual reality trailer. And they had an idea. They wanted to do an Apache helicopter flight. And so they had help from our governor's military council, Perry Wiggins, wrote the script of what the pilots say. And I did it at the Fort Riley Day at K-State football a couple weeks ago. I went in and did the flight. You put on the big goggles and you're sitting in a special seat and you fly around in an Apache helicopter. It's pretty cool. So they'll be there, I think, from during, I think, from 11 to 4, and they'll be in the parking lot at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. And if you can, and it's free. It'll be, it's, you know, it's free outside. You just have to wait in line to do it. It is paid for by donations from various organizations throughout the community. So yeah, and veterans are free. Mm-hmm. At the Flint Hills Discovery Center on Monday, November 11th. So go check the Flint Hills Discovery Center out while you're there and go on the virtual reality trailer.
Yeah, and they'll be open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For all veterans for Veterans Appreciation Day. And, of course, there's, I know, displays of other weaponry going to be around town. The Senior Center?
At the Senior Center, yeah. There's a display of military memorabilia, and I was just there yesterday. And it's open every day of the week from, I think, his earliest stuff is from the First World War. And it's uniforms. There's a couple of rifles on display. There are unit crests, posters, photographs. A neat photograph from one of our members of the coalition was given last week. It was his graduation at the Air Force Academy. It's him shaking hands with JFK. And I thought that was a really neat picture that's there. So you've got all that you can actually bring your young people in or just come down yourself and you get a chance to see and touch and feel some of those items from the past and gets that connection going, gets you closer connected with those soldiers that have served in the past. Previously, and I apologize for being from New York, but I've been saying you guys, that's like everyone. That's inclusive of our ladies that served in the Second World War.
See,
as well.
We have our own term here, yeah. Y'all.
Yeah, well, I don't get that.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Y'all carry on.
Yeah. You guys in there, let me be on the show, okay, David? Thank you, sir.
It's your time. A lot of love in the house.
There is. Haven't seen the folks yesterday. The reason why I bring that up is there was one of our members from the coalition. While they were displaying it, a woman that had served in the Korean War was there. She showed up at the center and was looking at some of the stuff. And she questioned why they didn't have more things from Women's Army Corps, the WACs or the WAVES. And the answer was, well, we don't have that much stuff. So it's a niche that probably needs to get filled. So if there's any ladies out there that were in any of those services, please come forward.
And are you guys consistently looking for more memorabilia to have at events like this?
Well, every little bit helps. I know First Sergeant Cardella, he's the guy who sets it up, and he's looking for anything. And you don't have to give it to him. You just put it on display and then come take it back once it's over with. But the display they have this year is really, really nice. Larry's in there as well. So
yep. And then we also have some posters, commemorative posters up and down Points Avenue in some of the windows of some of the businesses and in Town Center Mall as well. There's more veteran-themed items, you know, all up and down Points and in the mall.
One of the things, and I've had other people coming in here, I don't know that you've discussed this yet, but the scholarships.
Oh yeah,
that you provide for some people. That's a neat aspect of what the coalition does.
Yeah, we have several good works that we do throughout the year throughout the community, including our scholarship program. We give scholarships in the fall, in the spring, and over the summer to veteran students who apply at K-State, K-State Global Campus, Manhattan Area Technical College, and Manhattan Christian College. So, and that's one of the things we do promoting good works throughout the community. We also support the Veteran Build Program at Habitat for Humanity. And that isn't like a house building program. It's a renovation and accommodation program to make veterans' homes accessible if they need some, if they have some mobility issues or otherwise, or just to do some repair work that they can't afford. And then we also have a caregiver program through Home Care and Hospice, where we fund respite care for veteran caregivers. There was a new foundation, the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, started a Hidden Heroes program. This was a previously really undocumented group of people who are silently taking care of veterans who are ill or disabled either through their combat or military time or otherwise.
And our good works keeps
expanding.
You know, this week we were just approached by some of the veterans that are going to Kansas State right now about, hey, we don't have our families here for when we graduate, so can you help us get something, a party for us? And it's like, yeah, sure, because there's the link there that the service creates.
Oh, absolutely. And we supported a couple weeks ago, Junction City held a welcome home party for the recently redeployed soldiers from Fort Riley in the 1st Infantry Division, and we helped out with that as well.
And so, we work into Wamego, so yeah, it's a lot more than just Manhattan itself. It's we're just where the I guess the headquarters is.
Yeah, we're based in Manhattan, but we are called the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. We try to think regionally and get the word out regionally as best we can.
All right. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, just to back up what they're saying, this Flint Hills Veterans Coalition does more than just the parade, and it's a really wonderful organization that brings the community together in any way that possible. This group finds a method to do that, and it's a great community organization that really puts out a phenomenal parade, and all year long there's a great group of individuals that all support the community. So
couldn't have said it better myself. Jed Dunham, thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Chuck Sexton.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
And
thanks,
Jenna
Dave.
Nichols.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
Good to see you, Dave.
Looking forward to a great event on Monday, Veterans Day. Get out there and celebrate.
And it's always great to see Christine Benny in the studio,
yes.
too.
And it's going to be 55 degrees on Monday, right, Dave?
I have your guarantee, right? Sunshine?
It's 10 a.m. at K-Man.